I'm here at the MicroPython and Esperino booth. Is that right? I'll tell you what, you tell me what booth I'm at.
The MicroPython and Esperino booth.
And your name is?
Gordon Williams.
And your name is?
Christine Spindler.
Okay, so who wants to start? So can you tell me what Esperino is?
Yeah, it's a JavaScript interpreter for microcontrollers. So we're actually sharing a booth because we're both trying to do the same kind of thing, which is to run a scripting language on a microcontroller. And Esperino is a completely open source project that targets reasonably low-end microcontrollers, sort of the sweet spots around the 64K of RAM side of things. And it's basically just trying to make them much easier to program than they might have been if you used C. So I guess a good example of that's Bluetooth, where learning Nordic Semiconductor's Bluetooth stack is a kind of really steep learning curve. So if we can take that and we can abstract it away and allow you to make a Bluetooth keyboard with a few lines of JavaScript, then that's going to allow a lot more people to use the hardware than would have previously been able to.
Okay, and what's your relationship with the project?
So I'm the guy that started it and that also works kind of full-time on it at the moment. So what we do is, I try to be entirely open. The software's open, all the hardware I design is open, and while the interpreter will run on a bunch of different hardware, I sell hardware that has it pre-installed, and it's basically the sales of that hardware that that funds the continued work on it.
What license do you release your hardware and software under?
We use MPL V2 for the software, and it's just a Creative Commons for the hardware.
Okay, very good. I might move over to you just for 1 second. And you're trying to do the same thing for MicroPython.
Yes, MicroPython is Python for microcontrollers, so you don't need an operating system to run your Python code, you run the Python code bare metal.
And what's your relationship with the MicroPython project?
Well, I'm responsible for manufacturing the hardware, and so I run all the logistic processes and coordinate all the manufacturing.
So do you sell a particular board or something? Are you developing separate hardware?
Yes, we have the nice thing about it is that the software and hardware comes from one vendor, so we actually design our hardware to fit the software our software needs.
So I'm reasonably familiar with MicroPython, but more in the sense that you take an ESP32 board and put MicroPython on it. But this seems to be different. There seems to be a hardware. This is something new for me.
Yes, well, there's an official MicroPython hardware, which is the STM line, the STM32, yeah. And now the new board is running an F7, an ARM7 controller. And yeah, most people are familiar with MicroPython through the ESP, which is also supported by us, but we fund basically the open source project to sell through selling the hardware.
Is this a profitable business? Are you making enough money to continue as a project?
Well, I would say we never make enough money, but we love what we do and we still keep it going, yes. And we definitely want to have a MicroPython open source because we think that's how we grow.
I think the same question will be for both of you. I'll ask you the question more from the MicroPython point of view. Is this not kind of bloatware, having Python running on a device when you should be really doing assembler or C or something like that?
Well, it depends because the microcontrollers get more and more powerful. So sometimes you struggle. Well, that's how I was when I did my electrical engineering degree. I was more struggling with getting something working in the first place. And that was not even targeting my main project, like keeping something really low power, for example. So if I have my special target, I can focus still with assembler or C nicely embedded in my MicroPython, but I get my SD card reader working and everything works around. And that's the nice thing about it.
Okay, yes, that makes a lot more sense. Are you selling stuff here today? Can you walk through some of the stuff that's available at your website, which is?
You can find everything online on micropython.org.
And you're supporting a great community. So let's do the sales pitch here and see what you've got.
Well, at the moment, we still sell our original Pi board, which is from 6 years ago now and still sells. And we just released last year our PyBot D, which is more targeted towards industrial customers, which build them already in their products. So the engineers, I would call them, like to have a running, an up and running system that's already, they don't have to worry about the brain of their devices and can just focus on their actual surroundings to develop their own PCBs.
Excellent. Awesome stuff. Can I ask about your earrings? Do they run MicroPython?
Not yet, no. They're just the plain PCBs because they're so nice.
Absolutely awesome. My daughters would love it. Thank you very much for taking the time, and enjoy the rest of the show.
Thanks to you. Yeah.